Hey, everybody, welcome back to another show. I'm John Swicky, and today we're going to look at Llama 2. We're going to look at custom instructions for ChatGPT, and is Apple going to launch a rival? So let's get right into it. Llama 2, Facebook Meta, released this week, and they open sourced their model. They are allowing people to use it for research and commercial use for free. And there's, you know, it's a little bit more complex than Llama 1, naturally. There's three different sizes of the model, 7 billion parameters, 13 billion, and 70 billion. And, you know, there's some benchmarks here. They talk about, you know, human reinforcement learning from human feedback and how they fine-tune the model. So, now, what does this mean? I think this means that a lot of people are going to get access to this and start playing around with it. And we're going to see some pretty interesting things, because the costs are going to be cheaper. People, right, and being open source, are going to have more flexibility with it. So I think we're going to start to see in the coming months just some people doing some interesting things with it. So we can actually play with it on a couple sites. So Perplexity Labs have spun up a way for us to try out Llama. And let's see if we can just fire things off here. So I'm asking, for those listening, if Llama can write me some JavaScript. And it's asking me some follow-up questions because my prompt sucked. But let's see. What's it doing? Okay, it's a little... Okay, so wrote me some decent JavaScript. A smidge slow, but that's okay. Wasn't too terrible. And let's ask me if you write me a blog post about and creators. I don't know. 4:30 in the morning, I can't think of anything. So I'm asking to write a blog post about Instagram. And I'm on the 70 billion parameter model. I don't know if that also has to do with speed. But this does feel quite slow. Or is it the implementation of the system, right? Those are those things that we don't really know. But in the early days, huge possibilities. It's, you know, and playing around with it, it's not bad. You know, it's not bad. Like, you know, like even the example that I got up here, decent enough code to get the job done. So definitely we'll include a link to this playground in the show notes so you guys can take a look. But I think it's going to be interesting, like I said, in the coming months. All right, little news story here. So Qualcomm is going to, they basically make chips for, you know, phones, I think even PCs now. And they're going to work to be able to run Llama 2 on devices. And it's going to allow people to not have to hit cloud infrastructures. It's going to probably allow a lot more personalization. I'm sure there's going to be some on-device kind of stuff you can do that you probably normally couldn't do in a cloud environment. You know, there might be able to even be some better security things put into place. And this is, according to this article, going to start in 2024. So I guess that's only less than 6 months away. But that's what's going to be kind of, you know, fascinating is, you know, where can these things start to run? How good can they get? And then, you know, right, what kind of data could we layer over with them? And so this is interesting. This is just one to look out for in the coming months here. And it just, again, it just shows the power of open source. Okay, so seems like every week we've got to go through some OpenAI ChatGPT news. So they're rolling out for the ChatGPT platform custom instruction. So kind of allows you to give ChatGPT some memory that it could kind of remember about you. So on this post here, they give three examples of different setups you can do. So the two questions are, what would you like ChatGPT to know about you to provide better responses? And then the second one is, how would you like ChatGPT to respond? So first example shows a lesson plan. So it wants to know that I work on a science education program for third graders. And then when discussing potential solution for work-related items, present the information in a table format, outlining the pros and cons of each approach, allowing for easier comparison and decision-making. Excuse me, everybody. And you can kind of toggle things back and forth. And like, I have to admit, when I first heard about this and saw these questions, I was like, okay, what am I going to write in here? But I do love this example, and they show you the real differences here. And, you know, having that table format for your answers, for pros and cons, looks pretty cool. And that is, yeah, just got, you know, kind of interesting, right? And then when I ask you for code, please just give me the code without any explanation on how it works. So a lot of times they'll give you a whole rundown of, you know, how the code works, and some people might not want that. So this one just gets right into you. And when you toggle off custom instructions, it just gives you a bunch more detail, right? So this one just gets you right to the answer. And then there's a grocery list one. Basically, this example says, make sure you remember that I live in a house with six people. So please tailor all recipes to that. So I think these are actually really good examples that do kind of help kind of put this into perspective, how useful this can be and how interesting this can be. It's kind of the first spot where we can kind of give ChatGPT some memory, and it's persistent. So definitely want to keep playing around with this for myself and my prompting, just to kind of start to think about
what are some of those
ways the output can be better. Okay. So rounding out today, I just thought this was interesting. So a couple of news articles earlier in the week about how Apple is going to be developing artificial intelligence tools, such internally they're referring to them as Apple GPT. So, you know, this kind of falls into the, I'm sure, of course, this is happening. And of course, this is happening probably in a lot of organizations, but I think especially with Apple, with the Siri product, voice and voice interactions always feel like the next iteration on some of these things. So being able to have a dialogue back and forth, you know, and especially with, what was that thing called, the Vision Pro stuff coming out early next year, I think having some sort of AI assistant-like thing inside of that is going to make a lot of sense. Obviously, it's just a rumor right now, but I think that, you know, Apple can also do things, right? They're very privacy-centric, very privacy-focused. They can probably do a lot of really interesting things in the space. They can look at kind of what we were talking about earlier, about doing some on-device stuff. So I think this is cool. Hopefully they, you know, with knowing Apple, they're going to be, you know, they'll take their time on this, and they'll make sure it's right, but they'll
probably be working on something, because eventually
Siri's going to just going to kind of seem like, kind of an afterthought with some of these things that we've been looking at and showing off, and the things that are coming out. So, so that's it this week. Llama 2 dominated everything. And, that was kind of the star of the show this week, but thank you all for joining us. We appreciate it, and we will see you next time.